This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. We welcome February this weekend, and it's a leap year, so we get an extra day to celebrate Black History Month. Valentine's Day is on the horizon, and that little feller, Punxsutawney Phil, gets us hopeful for spring. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to help us usher in a new month that has a lot to offer. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. In February, we celebrate the rich history of African Americans. And one of the best ways that children can learn history is to become avid readers. On Saturday, the 28th annual African American Children's Book Fair will be held at the Community College of Philadelphia.
Tar Beach, illustrated and written by Faith Ringgold. I will always remember when the stars fell down around me and lifted me up above the George Washington.
It's an event for anyone who wants to encourage children from all backgrounds to read about diverse subjects. Kids, teachers, and parents will have the chance to meet authors, gather educational materials, and buy books. And the event itself is free.
Tanya, what other Black History Month events are you recommending?
I expect that there will be many throughout the month, and we will have a listing of them on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. But first, let me bring your attention to the Arden Theater. Their production of My General Tubman was written by Lorene Carey. She's the noted local author and scholar, and the play is a contemporary take on the life of Harriet Tubman.
This is to stop slavery. How in the name of God do you?
It's not going to work, General. You are not going to go. He will take hostages, and the enslaved people will not rise up.
Harriet Tubman's journey as a free woman began in Philadelphia, not far from where we're sitting right now.
She made her escape from Maryland to Delaware and then to Philadelphia. While we're talking about Tubman, Cynthia Erivo is an Oscar nominee for playing her in the film version of her life and also for Best Song.
Stand up, take my people with me together.
Cynthia can make some Black history this month if she wins an Oscar, because then she'll be an EGOT winner, somebody who has an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Jennifer, have you seen all the Best Picture film nominees this year?
Just Marriage Story. I am always way behind.
You know, I bet there are some local cinephiles who have seen all of them. But if you haven't, the Philadelphia Film Center is making it easier with their Best Picture Weekend. You can see all 9 of the nominated films, including The Irishman, The Joker, and 1917 for one price starting on Friday.
All I have are negative thoughts.
The Joker is so intense, maybe too much for me. I mean, just the soundtrack alone is intense.
Well, music can really make a film, Jennifer. Let's talk about live music this week. Little Big Town, the country quartet out of Alabama via Nashville, is at the Met Philadelphia on Thursday and Friday night.
Yeah. I'm over drinking over you.
Their latest album, Nightfall, came out about a week ago. And Lady Alma is at World Cafe Live tonight at 9. She's known for her work in dance and house music with folks like local producer and DJ King Britt. Her latest album, Twilight, was released last year.
I love it. I love it. It's really great to dance to. Do we have anything for kids this weekend?
Of course. Shark in the Dark is an overnight event for kids at Camden's Adventure Aquarium on Saturday night.
Shark in the Dark is meant to be fun, not scary, like the Jaws theme song, right?
You can meet a diver, see a 4D theater show, and get a behind-the-scenes tour. This is for kids 6 to 12 and their adult chaperones.
So it's like an aquatic sleepover.
It is. And if you miss it this weekend, they're overnight scheduled on selected dates through November.
As always, Tanya Pendleton, you have given us some great weekend ideas. Thank you so much.
And there's more. Head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, where we'll tell you about a very special Black History Month celebration in Wilmington, Delaware, and where all the events are taking place at Chestnut Hill on Ice Festival this weekend.
Oh, and happy Groundhog's Day. Have you ever gone to see Punxsutawney Phil look for his shadow at Gobbler's Knob?
No, I haven't, but I know it's a fun tradition, and I just never know whether it means it's going to be 6 more weeks of winter, 4 more weeks of winter.
I have to look it up every time.
We'll have to check on that. We got to Google.
Have a great weekend, Tanya.
You do the same.